Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the Team 980, about 18 in front of the hour, 4 o'clock on the way, and that means Burgundy and Gold today, and Linnell Willingham. He'll take you through on this Thursday afternoon. Coming up tonight, State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. It is Thursday night football, 8:15, 7:30, the coverage, 106.7 The Fan. We'll have the Caps and the Flyers from Hershey Park Arena. Right here on the Team 980, so make sure you locked into that. Starting at 7 o'clock, no Alex Ovechkin and others. Obviously, as Ovechkin still tries to get through whatever this injury is, lower body. The Seahawks are favored by 1.5 for, again, whatever that's worth. And as you know, not much, but I it means a lot to a lot of people, so I cover it. Just because it doesn't mean anything to me, it means a lot. I did bet that the Seahawks would cover the 1.5 and go over the total. I think I went over the total, if I'm not mistaken, on my bet earlier today, which is 43.5. So I know this. The Seahawks are getting Devin Witherspoon back, and they're getting one of their other safeties back. So that's going to help them against what can be a pretty good passing attack from Kyler Murray when he's on. When you have Marvin Harrison Jr., when you have Trey McBride. And don't forget, they lost their starting running back. What's his name?
Connor Jr.
Jonathan.
James Connor.
James Connor.
Yeah, James
Connor.
I don't know why I put Jr.
It's okay. Yeah. Everybody's a junior nowadays. Yeah. I mean, the Commanders roster is like loaded with juniors. James Connor.
Yes.
So they're more apt, I think, to probably try and stretch the field and throw the ball. So I was just kind of, even though Seattle's pretty good on defense and whatnot, and they're without Zach Charbonnet, so they have Kenny Walker, who's their main running back, of course, so on and so forth. Now,
I just wanted to
you were going to add something, right?
Yeah, I don't want to add anything. I just want to ask you a question because watching some of their games last year, it's early in the season, so I haven't really dug into the Cardinals this year, but we were talking about their passing game and Marvin Harrison Jr. coming out and coming into the NFL, everyone looked at as like, this is a generational player. Him and Malik, they were like 1 and 2. I was high on Roman Dunze, but that's beside the point.
Well, that looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, I mean, again, I thought he had great hands to match Marvin Harrison. Malik Nabers has that separation and that burst there and can stop on a dime that the other two don't have. But besides the point, I just remember all through last year, he was not getting the targets. Like Roma Dunze, I can understand because he went into a veteran wide receiver room with two or three other wide receivers. So his target share, okay. Cardinals, all they have was Trey McBride and the constant talk behind it was where's Marvin Harrison's targets and Kyler Murray even said it's not my job to get him the ball at one point last year,
right? It was almost like there was a disconnect between
and I mean he did have a bad season to start Marvin Harrison Jr., but if you're drafting a guy and he's a generational player, I'll give Daboll credit, not to be biased here. They came in and gave Malik like 10 targets a game. It was to the point where I was like, this is too much. What is your thoughts about like, and it seems like that same trend with I haven't watched too many games. It's only three games in this year. Last year it was a problem, but it seems like the targets are still down this year.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about them getting him involved in the game plan? Because I still think he's a talented young receiver.
He's got 10 catches for a .142. That's a 14.2 average, one touchdown. He had a big drop over the middle.
This is on the season, though, right? This is not one game you're talking about.
No. I'm just saying last Sunday. But he's had some drops.
Okay.
There is no doubt about that. But
no,
I'm just saying this.
The
10 catches. I'm sorry, are for the season so far.
Okay.
And they played three games, right?
Yes.
So, but in terms of your question about targets, right? Just again this year, right? Because this current year. 6 targets last week against San Francisco, 3 catches, 44 yards, and again had the big drop. 5 targets the week before that in a win against Carolina, 2 catches, 27 yards. And in week 1 had the touchdown at New Orleans, 6 catches, 5 catches, 6 targets. So
like
he's had no more than 6 targets in any one of the 3 games so far this year.
A bit absurd to me. I don't want to overreact, but for someone who was drafted 3rd as a wide receiver, like, I understand the drop, but Malik Nabers has dropped too. He had that big drop against Washington. That didn't stop them from feeding him the last week.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I think you're right on target. Maybe there's a disconnect. Maybe for whatever reason. Like, if you remember week 4 last year, early on in that game, Kyler hit Marvin Harrison Jr. on a 4th down play in like the back corner of the end zone, and Marvin made a tremendous outstretched catch against the Commanders. And I was like, oh my God, here we go. This guy's going to go off 3 touchdowns, and then you almost never heard of him the rest of the game, right? To your point from last year, okay, check this out, right? He had 116 targets overall, 62 catches, 885 yards, 14.3 average, and he had 4 touchdowns in the first 4 weeks, really 4 touchdowns week 2 through 4, so 3 games. After that, he had 4 touchdowns the entire rest of the year. So it's not like they're not using him. He does have 9 career touchdowns, right? He does have over 1,000 yards now as a receiver. He did have 116 targets last year. A couple of games, he had 10 targets against the Rams in week 17, 12 targets against Minnesota in week 12, 11 targets the week before they played Washington against Detroit. But he only had, to the point that I was making, he had that early touchdown on 4th down on an outstretched catch, and it was just a great play because it was a quick-time throw from Kyler Murray, if I remember correctly, and it was not the best throw in the world, but it was in a spot where ultimately MH Jr. could, you know, catch it and outstretch for it, whatever, so you got to give him credit. But he only had the rest of that day. He only had 4 catches, 5 targets for like 42 yards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? So, and the Commander secondary was not very good last year. So anyway, the point of the matter is there's some sort of disconnect. Now, maybe it's whether, you know, of course it could be, you know, look, people have said the same thing about Terry here. Well, why don't they get Terry 13 targets a game? Well, if you ask Cliff Kingsbury that, if you ask Jaden Daniels that, what are they going to tell you? They're going to tell you that they go where the coverage dictates. They don't specifically feed the monster, if you will. So maybe that's the thing with Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know. Maybe it's drops. I got to look up his drops.
He has less drops than Malik. And he's come out with, like, I think the thing that separates him from Malik Nabers is he has better hands. Malik Nabers is, like, a better out of cuts, can stop on a dime. But for me, just looking at him last year, again, I haven't watched the games this year, he still has the crazy hands and can make acrobatic catches. It's just, it seems like him and Kyler aren't on the same page at times, but all of that aside, the plays aren't being drawn up for him, where he's taking a step back and he's looking at Marvin Harrison first. We don't see that too much from them, and that's my...
Well, guess what? If you're going to beat Seattle at home, division game, with Witherspoon coming back, you damn well better get him 8, 9, 10 targets tonight.
Yeah, and I
8 to 10 targets tonight.
They have a dog at tight end, and I get like him getting those targets, but I just, when it comes to wide receiver options, I want to,
I'm with you,
to see Marvin Harrison get
You know what I feel about Kyler Murray. He's very inconsistent. He's talented. He's off to a good start for the most part. 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, throwing the football and whatever. Listen, Kyler Murray, there is no more greater definition of week to week, game to game, half to half than Kyler Murray. He could look awesome in the first half tonight and suck in the second half. He could look awesome in the first 3 quarters and stink in the fourth quarter. He could struggle for the 3 quarters and then look great in the fourth quarter. You never know what you're going to get. But, I mean, yeah, if you drafted Marvin Harrison Jr., what, 3rd overall or whatever it is.
I think it was fourth overall. It was 4th. It was
whatever,
Jaden.
Yeah, whatever.
Or Caleb Jaden. Right. Drake May. And
good point.
Him.
Good pull. But ahead of Malik Nabers, obviously.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you damn well better find a way to get him involved in the offense and get them on the same page. Period. All right, we got to take a timeout. That's Thursday Night Football. You can hear it over on The Fan. We'll have the Caps and Flyers preseason action tonight at Hershey Park starting at 7 following Linnell Willingham here on the Team 980. Coming up next, a teaching assistant and a fart bomb rounds us out for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.